Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Summer is coming. Are you ready to unveil your beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene products. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair, baby. And if you grew some winter man tits, the least you can do is make sure they're hairless. Because the ladies love those hairless titties, believe you me. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code FRATCHAT. And we are recording, Mr. Mo.
Booyah.
But I'm kind of sad I can't do the funny voices with my equipment because I'm traveling at Maryland.
You have lots of funny voices.
All the funniest, you know. So now I just got to make it myself. Like, hey, guys.
Hello. Yeah, give me a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah. I can't, you know. It's.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the listeners have been accustomed to a certain level of quality for the funny voices here that I can't provide, and I don't know what to do myself. So
I can only do one voice, and that is why are there so many songs in
I thought you were gonna say Midwestern gay, because you can do that one pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do this in 3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Food. News. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Timo, the Unabomber Moore. How's it going, Mr. Mo?
You know, that wasn't a good Kermit impression. I haven't tried it in a long time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Songs in the rainbow.
And then you put on that hat, which just made it look. Then you slid on that hat, which just makes things look a little creepier after doing that impression. And,
well, I've been watching the Jared Fogle stories. Yeah. That's probably why. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I am so glad that you brought that up because I definitely would have forgotten. So last week,
here on the show, we talked about it. I'm going to.
Well, you're going to have a good laugh. Because I had only seen episode one when we talked about it last week. So I gave a little teaser. You made a joke about Jared Fogle asking someone to put on pigtails. And then I said that they could do the baby voice, whatever. Well, it turns out he really does do that, dude. He asked the lady if she would be weirded out by wearing pigtails when they had sex. And I literally was sitting there, and I mean, I was horrified. Don't get me wrong. It's a terrible. You're going to see some shit in that documentary. It's worth the watch because it is pretty cool how they, you know, this lady helps to catch them when,
you know, surprise, surprise, the popo drops the gun on it. But he is so creepy about it. He really, really wanted the pigtail thing. So
now he was married, right?
He was married. He was married.
Do you think that they had like weird sex? Like she would be like, "Oh yeah, Jared, you broke my hymen again."
She would come in wearing diapers.
Yeah.
Crawling in. And here's the thing, he would bang little girls and little boys. So see, apparently he went to like Thailand.
He banged them. I just thought that he was like looking at pictures. Oh, he was like,
that's what I thought at first. But then apparently he went to like Thailand and shit and just fucking like, I mean, at least he says so. And said that he went there and banged sometimes little boys as early, as old as like 8 or 9, I think he said, or 10 or 11. Either way, just in that 4-year range. It was awesome. Jared. You're going to hear some shit. Yeah, right? It's going to make you glad he's in jail for sure.
I hope he dies in there.
Oh, man. He's definitely getting bullied every day, I feel like. He's not.
Plus, he's like in jail. God help you.
Yeah, he's already doing bad there. And he didn't do good in high school with friends, which means he doesn't know how to deal successfully, how to navigate or in a cafeteria setting, you know what I mean? Which is half your interactions in jail, especially I feel like where he's at.
Well, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, he's beat. He's definitely beat.
Cry me a river, Jared. I feel like he's everyone stealing his food, he'll be able to keep the weight off.
That's true. And I feel like, you know, he's definitely eating healthy because I'm sure he's tossing hella salads in jail.
Yeah. A high protein diet he's got there.
Asshole, eat fresh.
Yeah. What a loser.
So called it. You called the pigtails. And I was very impressed. The Frat Chat podcast does it again.
So on a different topic, I have a question. Do you have renter's insurance?
I don't know if I should admit that on the air or not, but I don't remember for this apartment if I do, to be honest, because
I don't. And I know a lot of like insurance companies offer it, like probably State Farm and whatnot. But remember last year, the apartment next to mine caught on fire. And I thought, okay, when I get a new apartment, I have to get renter's insurance. And I forgot about it since I moved in. I've just been worried about IRS and immigration and Social Security. I was like,
got all the bureaucracies phone. Right now.
Yeah.
You want more?
So anyway, I was like, oh man, I forgot about that. So check this out. I have a story for you. So my birthday was this past Monday.
Yeah.
And I was at Central Park with the hubby, his best friend, and my old roommate Zora. So we were just laid out in the sun and drank some Trulies, smoked a little doobies, and then Osmario, his friend, and I went to Hell's Kitchen, had a drink at this one place, and then we went to this Brazilian restaurant. And while we were at this restaurant, I don't know who got the phone call first, but one of them got a phone call, and they were talking in Portuguese. I couldn't quite understand. I think I understood the word fumar or something. I think that means smoke. To smoke, but
yep.
I didn't know. I was like, uh-oh, that might not sound good. And then they were both crying and out of the restaurant. So his old roommate lives in the apartment that he used to live in. So his best friend is his old roommate. And while we were at the park, his building burnt down. And he lost everything. So then they brought all the food out to the table. And there was a meal for each of us. And then my husband and his friend were like, we have to go. Can you get this to go? I said, sure. So they leave, and I'm surrounded by all this food. And then the waitress comes out with a piece of cake and a candle. And she's like, it's somebody's birthday. I was like, you know, we had an emergency. So I'll take the cake to go if you don't mind. But thank you very much. Like, bad timing.
Did you at least sit through the song? Because that would have been nice. Happy, happy birthday. Oh, this is a special day.
No, I cut it off real quick. And I was like, thank you so much. And then I was waiting for the train forever. And I ate the cake on the platform. But it was so sad. So his friend's been living with us because he literally lost everything. So I'm getting the sense that I was told that Brazilians can be a little emotional. But in this sense, I think it's okay to be emotional if stuff burns down. So I've seen people say like, oh, Brazilians are emotional. I'm like, if your house burns down, I think you have the right to cry as much as you want. You know what I mean? But anyway,
that's true.
I'm like super true. Practical. And I think that people think that I'm emotionless, but I'm always like, I'll cry later. Let's see what we can do right now. Let's get a game plan. That's how I'm wired. So like I came home and got like the guest bed ready. And I bought him a whole bunch of like toiletries because gay people, you know, we need like special face wash and, you know,
right. So of course.
All that. And then I got like lots of food that I know he likes in the fridge. So when he came home that he felt like he was at home, that I went out the next morning and bought a whole bunch of outfits before work at this like discount place, just so he had some stuff, you know? I think that I'm not one that like hugs and cries with my friends, but those gestures are my gestures of being nice. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Trying to accommodate, but I'm just not wired to like, you know, sit and cry. I just can't do it. I don't know.
I'm with you. Some people are not criers like that. So, but there's a thing called love languages, which is a thing.
Oh yeah.
And it shows like, you know, different people show their love to people. And some people are the ones that are like your shoulder to cry on type thing. Some people are literally don't know the right thing to say, but they're great huggers and they'll just hold you type of thing. Some people are going to just sit with you. Some people are, might say the worst thing every time, but they get you nice things, which is where, you know, so some people like you come.
Oh, that's me. So I'm like, can I just buy you flowers?
Yeah. And you know, and like, that's how you show your affection. So there is a thing called love language, and no one is good at all the love languages. Everybody has like their particular thing. So in some way it shows that we all have our thing, but also we all kind of suck at love anyway. So no one's perfect.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. So I think
it says the guy who ate his birthday cake on the platform. They're probably like, like, man, I really don't want to be here anymore in Portuguese.
You know,
pretend your apartment burned down.
aside from that fire. Because I get my heart goes out to our friend, you know. But aside from that, I had a great birthday. Everything else is nice.
You could say you burnt the candles down twice.
I guess so. So I
that's so nice.
I sometimes wonder, I'm like, why does everyone come to New York? It's such an expensive city. But yeah. What I'm learning is that if let's say you are a citizen or you have a green card and you're a permanent resident or you're an immigrant. You have healthcare here in New York. You have tenant rights in New York. It really is like an immigrant-friendly city. And that's such an anomaly, especially here in the States. So now I get it. I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
That's pretty awesome. But it's also like, a good place. Hmm? No, go on.
See, whenever someone comes to New York, like, let's say I'm in a cab and they're like, where are you from? I'm like, Baltimore or Chicago. I flip back and forth between the two. And then they're like, oh, I'm from such and such place. I'm like, oh, why New York is so dirty here? It's so expensive. Like, and you were a doctor back in your country. I don't understand. But this is why. It's because New York is friendlier to people who aren't from here.
Well, to be fair also, I mean, as a foreigner myself, until I spent several years in America myself, all I knew of America was Disney World, Hollywood, New York.
Oh, really?
And that's about it. And like maybe Texas, but I feel like Texans, I just thought they were like funny looking, like people that were like tropes that they used in movies. It's like, there's no way Americans are like that. And then
I bet your mom knew Oprah.
She actually was not an Oprah fan. No. Our family was Jerry Springer all the way, brother.
You know, nice. So
that's why, Jerry, you know, when Jerry went, we have to have that episode. Jerry really did help the Garcias make it through quite a lot of summer vacations in America.
He really did shape America's youth.
It's great times. So, yeah, but New York, here's the thing also about it. It's you know, it's a place where people, it's kind of like the epitome of the American dream in New York. And that's what I have to say. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere type thing. It's the kind of place where you can really try to make it. And sure, you were a doctor somewhere else, but fuck, you can start as, for an example, I'm going to say cab driver. And then in a few years, you know, you can be a movie star, or you can start your own tech company, or you can do all kinds of things in New York City. Like, if you move somewhere like Iowa, fuck are you going to do? No offense to Iowa. Love you guys. But like,
I don't even know where Iowa is on the map, if I'm being
honest.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, you can't move there from a foreign country and then, you know, expect to do much of anything.
I assume Iowa is close to Ohio because they both have four letters. I don't know that. That's just
an assumption. I used to confuse, when I moved to America, I used to confuse Ohio with Iowa all the goddamn time. So that's not a you thing. That's
a confusing four letters. And they would say, "Are you all?" I guess that's because their fraternity started. "Are you all?" I think the fraternity that had the candy cane.
That's something I'd brag about. Huh? I don't think that's something I'd brag about. We're from Iowa. Oh, really?
Iowa, skeet skeet. They would flip their candy canes around.
Oh.
Remember that?
No. Who the fuck is it? What are you talking about? How old is this fraternity?
It wasn't like a
fall semester 1972. A young Chris.
It wasn't an IFC fraternity. It was one of the multicultural fraternities. So it wasn't
the step dancing one?
I don't know. Maybe. I think it was Alpha. But they were all really cool, and they would have like these huge candy canes and would like twirl them around and stuff. And I think to myself, like, it's a good thing they don't compete in Greek sing and yell like hell at homecoming, because they are very much in sync and they would give us a lot of competition.
Yeah, that was definitely before I came along, because, you know, me in the front row dancing. Always a W. Always a W.
So, you know how there was a big change in our fraternity from like the older guys, the younger guys? There's like a huge transition of like older country bumpkin, like pretty conservative dudes to like a younger, much more accepting, fun crowd, right? There's a huge change. Can you imagine doing Greek sing with the older dudes?
I remember
the first rehearsal, and I was in charge of it, and I was like, we're all gonna have to dance together in sync on rhythm. You expect these guys? Wow. I think we got third place, and there was three fraternities that entered that year, and they're like, we got third place, and I'm like, we got last.
I'm pretty sure I went to see that one. Was that like Aerosmith or something?
Not Aerosmith. No, we got third place in Aerosmith, but that was amongst a lot. And then we got first place with the Blues Brothers. And then I think we had like a Linkin Park theme one year, and then another year.
That's
forget.
Fucking cool. Oh, that's awful, man. Anyways, now I can see why the things were the way they were with your sweet Linkin Park theme. But you asked why people go to New York. You know why they do a lot? To get a glow up, baby. It's the place where you can get yourself. You can start with nothing and become fucking beautiful, like what we're gonna talk about this week, baby. Because we grew up with a lot of celebs that, you know, we used to kind of poke fun of. Maybe they were the dorky one. Maybe they were the ugly friend. Maybe they just look like a totally different person. But fast forward a few years later, and fuck, they're laughing all the way to the bank or the Botox clinic. Depends on where you're talking about. But this week, we're going to talk about some celebs that had quite a bit of a glow up in their lifetime. And they went from ashy to classy, from silly to pretty. I don't know. I'm running out of these things. I don't have funny voices to come from me.
Ugly duckling to beautiful swan. And I have an honorable mention. And the honorable mention is me.
Yeah, sure. This is where I wish I had my sound effect, so I could just be like, wah, 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 wah. But we're going to talk about celebrity glow-ups, you guys. So this should be a fun one, and especially because at the end of the day, these people ended up pretty. So note, we might rip on some of them pretty bad. But at the end of the day, they end up pretty rich. So they can't get mad at us.
So, you know what? Funny. I think I look a lot better than did in high school. I have a 20-year anniversary coming up. 20-year reunion of my high school graduation is this fall. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so old. And I thought, I was looking through Facebook. I'm like, I look so much better than most of these fuckers. It's like, I should really go just to show them what life could have been like if they didn't make bad choices. And then I thought to myself, it's only like maybe five people that I would be interested in like saying hi to, and everyone else,
but you'd be surprised.
I don't really know them.
You'd be surprised. I went to my 10-year reunion. I know 10-year and 20 is much different because I'm way younger. But I thought, you know, why am I really going? I'm going to really want to see five people at most. But then when I got there and I started seeing everybody, it was actually nicer than I thought it would be. There were people that I hadn't talked to in years who were, you know, acquaintances at best, but you know, it's like, they were very nice people. They turned out to be great. So I don't know. It was actually a much nicer experience than I thought it would be. So I recommend going to those things. They literally happen, every 10 years. And I don't think they do a 30 year, do they?
I don't know. I mean, 20, it's an excuse people start to go dying. Home, I guess. I can just stop by and say hi.
Yeah. And ours was like fun. I don't know. Our class was always cool. So it was surprisingly awesome to do it. And then I ended up a little nostalgic after when it ended. It's kind of like a little kid at camp. You know what I mean? Doesn't want to go to camp. But then when camp is over, he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
Like bug juice on Disney.
I was like, I love living in this bunk with boys. I don't like living by myself. I'm not comfortable changing alone.
Wait, showering by myself? What is this? What? This place is a prison. And even prisons, you get to shower with dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my parents don't love me. I wish they would just send me away. Okay, so these glow-ups, do you want to go first?
You can go first. You can go first. I feel like I've been jibber-jabbering for a while.
Okay. So my first one is... let's see.
Silence your phone, you bastard.
Oh, yeah, silenced it. Yeah. So my first one, I'm going to say Ashley Simpson. Because when the sister of Jessica Simpson, you know...
We know. Wait, I have enough background room where I could do this here?
That moment on SNL was really bad. I mean, why would she do a hoedown? I don't know. But the way she looked then with the dark hair, and she's trying to be like the emo sister of Jessica Simpson. Yes. And then she got some plastic surgery. And I know a lot of people are very against plastic surgery. They're like, you should, you know, appreciate what God gave you. But her surgeon gave her a better face than God did. And so she looked fantastic. And she got into acting. And I think she was in like the remake of Beverly Hills 90210, right?
Oh.
And then she married Diana Ross's son, Evan Ross. And they have beautiful kids, and they're a beautiful couple, and she is just so fucking smoking out. Now, don't get me wrong. Jessica Simpson is beautiful, too. I used to think of Jessica Simpson as the hot one, but now I think Ashley Simpson's the hot one.
This is tough. I have to say, Jessica Simpson hit the scene during a very formidable time. Poor young Carlos Garcia, you know, I think I might have been like 12. That's when things really start happening down there for a kid.
Yes, so, but then after she got married, she kind of, you know, she had some kids and she put on some weight and she really focused on her empire.
She disappeared. That's true. She kind of fell off
from the camera. She lost a lot of weight recently. She looks great. But I still think that from a high fashion standpoint, I just think that the designers on the red carpet would much rather work with Ashley Simpson aside from more than Jessica Simpson.
I will say, when it actually hit the scene, I was like closer to my 15, 16 teenage years, and she definitely had me feel feelings. And I'm not going to lie, I thought she was hot before the nose job, but looking at these before and afters, you can't not tell me that it's a fantastic, fantastic nose job.
Oh my gosh.
She literally, and her lips look a little different. Yeah, she definitely got a couple of other things done there. Maybe lost a little weight, which is why her cheeks look a little different. But yeah, God, she looks beautiful. She kind of looks like Keira Knightley a little bit.
Yeah, that's a nice person to be compared to.
Yeah, Keira Knightley.
What was that song she sang? It's like, on a Monday, I am waiting. On Tuesday, I am fading. By Wednesday,
hit a sticker,
I can't sleep. So fast.
Oh my God! Like, she did have another song. That was good. She had another song. Was it called "Make Me Wanna Ya Ya"? Was that her? You make me wanna ya ya. Or Lala.
Lala. Baby? I don't know. Make that's probably Lala. Her drug years. Was she on drugs? She should just say she was, so she has an excuse for those bad choices.
Yeah, it was Lala. It was before the nose job. Where I'm seeing the picture here. She looks quite adorable. We can't play it because we obviously don't own the rights. But I don't know if she's saying she makes me want to la-la. I mean, she wants to do things to herself. I didn't pay enough attention to the lyrics. But yeah, good times. That's a good glow up. That's a good glow up. She looks great. And damn, marrying Diana Ross's kid is never a bad thing.
I mean, I understand that Jessica Simpson's part, the 98 degree, like 90s, early 2000s, like pop culture. But being part of Diana Ross's family makes you, I mean, that's Hollywood gold right there, you know?
However,
Motown gold. Holy
did,
shit.
Did Ashley ever ask the important questions in life? I don't think so. Like, is tuna chicken of the sea?
I mean,
she did.
I understand that question.
You know, just saying. Jessica was ahead of her time. She, in a few thousand years, aliens will come down to Earth. She was one of the great philosophers.
You know, I have to say it's kind of relatable because I was in the grocery line like a while back, and I like these chicken nuggets by some brand called like Morningstar or something.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I've had them.
So I was in line and some lady was like, it tastes like real chicken, right? And I was like, uh-huh.
What? It tastes like real chicken. Isn't it real chicken?
No, it was like vegan chicken nuggets, but I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah. And but she, I was like, when she told me that. It tastes like real chicken, right? Bitch, the fuck you talking about? You know.
But, Simo slammed the vegan nuggets on the ground and walked out the store.
I'm not one of those vegan freaks, and I love gluten. So I feel like, you know, it's a good question, I guess. I bet you can make a tuna crab cake, and you can probably take chicken and make a crab cake.
I don't know about all that. Now you're.
Yeah, that sounds pretty gross. Okay, what's your first one? That's
awful. Yeah, so I'm going to start with one that. Ooh, this lamp almost fell. That was scary. God, that scared the shit out of me. Okay. I'm going to start with one that's a bit of a sports legend. And I think one that really white people, white guys of America, you guys should really. Look at this guy as your aesthetic wish list, because he proves to every white guy in America that you're not ugly. You're just poor, dude. And of course, I'm talking about Tom Brady. I put here on
not
his list.
Not poor anymore.
No. He's rich and handsome. Look at his, I think that's his rookie season. Look at his rookie season picture up here. And then look below at his final season. Where he's in his mid-40s. Like, talk about a fucking upgrade, dude.
Yeah, but he also got in better shape. He's got some color.
Yes. It looked like he had never seen the sun before. Like, what the fuck, dude?
You know, marrying his supermodel did some good things for him. He had to up his game.
He got a comb.
To Giselle.
Oh, that's true. I think she at least bought him a comb because, like, what is that hair in the?
You know, I have to give credit where credit's due. I don't like Giselle. I think she's a bitch. She wasn't nice to me because I met her at Fashion Week and I said, oh my God, are you Giselle? And she was getting, people were like primping her and she's like, it's pronounced Giselle. And I was like, no one knows that. She's like, okay. It's like, no one knows that. And then she's like, did you want an autograph or something? And I was like, I did. And then I just walked off. And I was like, I'm going to take that bitch's poster off my wall first thing when I get home. But I had a big picture, a poster of her wearing Vogue glasses that I took from Sunglass Hut. And
oh my God.
I cherished it until that moment. Now I'm like, what a bitch.
So you're like a gay stan, that Eminem song? Where?
Yeah.
Dear mister, I'm too good to write my fans. I hope you know I tore all your pictures off my walls.
That's me.
It's just shows Steve crying, stand ripping off posters. Oh, God. I love my Manscaped all year long, but especially going into summer. Because believe it, boys, you don't want your hair down below poking out that Speedo when you're trying to show off that summer bottom vacation this year. Manscaped is dedicating to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or the treasure chest in your pants, this is the best trimmer on the market. Their trimmer features a ceramic blade designed to cut hair and loose skin and to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology. You can even trim an arrow pointing to the promised land if you're bold enough. Inside the performance package, you'll also find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, because we know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing a bathing suit all day. And no one likes nose hairs, so their package also comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0. And you also get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, which is a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. If you're wearing sandals, you also need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. And get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I would think of him as a very, very hot, eligible bachelor if he just kept his lips off his children.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
his father.
I know, man. Especially when the cameras are rolling. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
And I was like, maybe kiss your dad behind closed doors like everyone else.
Yeah, right?
I feel like if it was me, if I was part of his family and a family reunion was coming up, I'd be like, hey guys, are you guys going? Okay. Do you know if Tom Brady is going? Okay. So I'm going to make sure we don't drink too much because I just don't want to be a victim. And
he's the kissing aunt. No. It's time. I would just get a cold sore, a fake cold sore. So every time, oh yeah. Hey Tom, I did. You want a little lip action? Like, hey, no, I'm okay, man.
He's okay. Like, hey, cousin Tim. Hey, cousin Charles. Hey, dad.
You see him. Hello, grandpa.
Does he... does he kiss his like female relative? Is just a guy thing.
It's
like,
just hey, a guy thing.
In football, we smack asses.
We slap ass, yeah.
We play tummy sticks in the showers. And if I want to kiss a dude, I kiss a dude. Who cares?
I was just about to say.
I used to be married to a supermodel. Whatever.
It's definitely the male equivalent of slapping asses for the family reunion.
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious.
They high five the girls. Just tap them up. What up, G? Oh, Uncle Steve. What? I'm not gay. What are you talking about? It's my uncle, dude. Don't make it weird. What's wrong with you? It's family. And we're going to see Fast and the Furious, Vin Diesel, # family, bro. Come on.
It's only gay if you frost your tips. Do you not read Vogue?
Hey, man.
If Ryan Seacrest isn't gay, neither am I.
Neither am I.
And that's all I have to say about it. Someone bring me a Playgirl magazine. Okay, so my next one is, you know, I'm sure that people will say he was like always attractive, but when he first came on the scene in 1990, Will Smith, I wouldn't classify him as a sex symbol. He was a goofy, fun-loving, you know, hip-hop artist.
Totally.
That landed an awesome comedy.
He was like the funny guy.
Yeah, he was funny. And he was goofy. So that's great. But then...
He was cool, but he wasn't like... I wouldn't call him hot either. He's just cool, funny, goofy. Right. You know, I don't know.
So when he was in Independence Day and Bad Boys, I mean, he definitely looked good. He was like the leading man. I thought, okay, wow. But then when he started training for Ali, I'm not sure if that was before or after iRobot, but his body.
Ali's where he got huge.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know what he looks like now, but from that time span, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to iRobot, there was a huge transformation. And he went from being like a fun hip-hop artist to like the peak of my spank bank. I mean, I rubbed a few out to some of these pictures back in the day.
I was about to be like, totally, dude, me too.
Totally, right?
You know? But honestly, if you watch Bad Boys 1 and then go to Bad Boys 2, you'll see a drastic difference right there. So
yeah,
Bad Boys 1, he's got that little skinny body, and then Bad Boys 2, he's massive and he looks great too. He's not like roided up jacked where it's like disgusting. He got like a very good body out of it, so good for him. Yeah, I think that's a great glow up, especially because here's the thing, and this is not an insult to him, I love Will Smith, even
his ears.
The ears, man. When he's skinny, the ears look bigger. When he's jacked, it kind of grows into him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he should have slapped Chris Rock with those instead. He'd be down still.
Wow. And then fly away with them. So fly away.
You'll never get me now. He flies away with the Oscar.
He can fly. He can fly. He can fly. He can fly. He can fly.
Now, here's a question for you. Has it been long enough? Has it been long enough since the slap for you to like him again? Because I feel like now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I'm kind of over it.
I'm over the slap. I think that, okay, I don't want to get too political, but
how about the slap?
let me just check something first before I say what I'm going to say.
While you do that, I feel like, well, Chris Rock made a special out of it, so he got paid. Will Smith, like, whatever. I guess he said he's sorry. And, like, you know, I don't know. It was a stupid moment. And I don't know. It's been long enough for, like, I was really upset at him when he first happened. Obviously, like, we're stand-ups, you know? It's like, we're actors and stand-ups. We don't want these worlds clashing. But now, looking back on it, it's like, I don't really care anymore.
Well, I'm looking up here, awards and honors of Woody Allen. And Woody Allen has 4 Academy Awards. And Woody Allen groomed his adopted daughter and married her and was a total creepazoid. I know that there's a lot of people who've done some really fucked up shit, yeah. and they keep their Oscars. And he yeah. slapped someone one time, and he's not allowed back at the Oscars. I just feel like, well, why don't you hold other people accountable for like really bad things? I mean, slapping's not nice, but there's like really bad things going on out there. Well, and everyone's like, let's throw the book at him. That's how I feel about it.
Well, to be fair, I don't think Woody Allen is also allowed at the Oscars, because if he steps foot at an Oscars, the FBI is definitely to come get him. Freeze, asshole!
Yeah.
So, to be fair, he's watching them from like wherever the fuck he is right now with his weird bride daughter, daughter bride, step bride. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you that's so weird. It's so fucking weird when your gene pool is that small now, too. Ugh.
So, like, weird. Let's see. He, okay, so Harvey Weinstein. He also has a bunch of awards.
He won an Oscar?
I think maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like he...
I don't know, producers got Oscars.
Oh, yeah. He has Academy Award for Best Picture shared with Alberto Grimaldi.
Ah.
Whole lot of Emmy Awards. So I feel like... You know, no one talks about that. Everyone's so fixated on the slap, which wasn't great. But I also don't think that he should be, like, persecuted for it. And I kind of feel like you should follow the lead of the victim. The victim in that situation was Chris Rock. And he made amends. And he's cool with it. So then we should be cool with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like in the court of law. Okay, you want to press charges? No? Okay, clean record. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm over it by now. Anywho, on to the next one. This guy, I have to say, I have seen him in so many things, and I remember him as the big guy in it, but he was always super funny. His name is Ethan Suplee. He was in Boy Meets World as the bully Frankie, who had a heart of gold. And remember the Titans? He was also the big guy there. But then somewhere along the line... he lost a ton of weight and got jacked. And if you see him in things like Without a Paddle, My Name is Earl, you notice that he's considerably thinner. And honestly, he looks great. Dude got super jacked. I don't know what the hell he did. dude, he killed it. He killed it.
I loved him in Remember the Titans. Ugh.
Yeah, such a good actor. He's a great actor. He's super likable, but he could also play like a bully. But he lost 250 pounds, and he has 9% in body fat now, which is fucking amazing. So he, at his highest, he was at 536 pounds and had to get weighted on a freight scale at a shopping center.
Like an elephant. Because
there weren't scales that really went that high in a doctor's office. So, wow. Wow. And he says, to be fair, he says losing weight actually hasn't made him happier per se, but he likes that he's achieved these goals and, you know, things like that. So good for him. He's not basing his whole personality on losing weight, which is a former fat guy, fat kid myself. You know, you don't want to be that person. You should be happy with yourself, wherever you're at. But when you see something you want to achieve, work at it. It's good. So good for him.
You know, I feel like his PR team is probably like, fuck, we got to rebrand him. Fucking kidding me? And so I'm glad that he was able to get some work during and like after this transformation, because, you know, would Chris Farley be as funny if he wasn't?
If he wasn't. But then again.
Statue that was Chris Farley, you know?
Now here, imagine if Chris Farley got jacked. Because he didn't. I know Al Roker, for example, lost a bunch of weight, got skinny, wasn't as funny anymore. You know what I mean? Just happens. Same thing even with Randy Jackson. American Idol. I know he's not a funny man, but he was definitely much funnier with his zingers when he was a fat guy.
There's something very jolly that comes along with weight, right?
Yeah.
Makes you look younger and you seem happier.
But imagine if Chris Farley didn't lose weight and just got skinny. Imagine if he got jacked. That would be pretty funny. I feel like he could.
Yeah,
he could,
I don't know if I could ever look at him as like a sexy, you know, like a sex symbol, because I would always be thinking of his claim to fame, his performances in, you know, Tommy Boy and whatnot. But like this guy, Ethan, like, he's sexy. He reminds me of that fraternity brother named Solar. What was his pledge name? Cabbage Patch?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
He went from that to that, sort of. Maybe not as extreme, but he came back one day. I was like, holy shit, who's this guy? Like, train me, you know?
Yeah, he's a big dude. So, good for you, Ethan Suplee. Oh, yeah, he was also in Blow. That was such a good movie with Johnny Depp. Not the porns you like to watch on the side. Ooh, coffee. Thanks, Julie. Let's see. Hold on. I have to test this coffee that was just delivered to me.
It was delivered to you in a glass. Is it iced coffee?
That's good. Yeah, it's iced coffee. Thanks, Boop. This is great.
I put coffee in my ice trays. And then when I make iced coffee, God. I put the coffee ice cubes in a shaker. And I pour hot coffee on top and I shake it up, and that way it doesn't get watered down.
It doesn't get watery. Dude, that's genius. Yeah. People, write this down. I'm gonna start doing that. That's
genius. Know what else I do? So when I'm really being fancy,
stick them in your ass.
I stick them in my ass. I stand over the shaker and I push them out like a turd. Yeah. And then the least amount of splash, the higher the points. You know what I mean? It's like the Olympics.
So, that's only at fancy parties.
Yeah, only at fancy parties. When otherwise, I'm sitting on people's faces and I'm sucking lifesavers up my ass from on top of their nose like that stripper did at our parties. So anyway, yes. So I put coffee ice cubes in a shaker, and then I put coffee in it, and then I put a little bit of vanilla extract in it and some oat milk, and maybe sometimes a little bit of sugar, a little bit of brown sugar, but then I shake it up. That shit is good, dude. Really, yeah, good. Dude. And if you're feeling really fancy, throw some Kahlua in there. Who cares? Life is short.
Barista Simo. Who knew? Yeah, some great tips.
I'm very talented. People don't know that. They just think I'm some like big idiot that talks about poop all day. And sometimes I do. Okay, so next up, I love this show called Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
And there was an actor in that show who was just like the funny fat guy. Actually, I wouldn't say he was fat, but he was just a normal looking dude.
He was like chunky. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the movie? Like, Galaxies.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Universe.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Galaxies of the Universe?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that the discount one your family took you to see?
Yeah. Pretty much.
And is that Chris Pratt? Is Chris Pratt.
Yeah. At Universal Studios, the ride is just a rowboat. So Chris Pratt has done such a transformation, and he's gone from the goofy, funny guy to one of the leading sexy men of Hollywood. And he's done a phenomenal job keeping that shape. I mean,
still funny.
Yeah. And he used to be on Parks and Recreation where, what's his name? He's really hot. The hot guy on that show.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe is a sexy one. Move over, Rob Lowe, because Chris Pratt is back and ready to rock and roll, and he can eat my ass for hours, and I'd be a lucky guy. He, man, what a hot mama jamba.
And he was married to Anna Faris, who's just one of my favorite celebrity crushes, who's also adorable and cute. But now they ended up divorcing, and he's with Katherine Schwarzenegger, who last name might sound a little familiar to y'all.
What is your relation to Arnold?
I think that's his daughter, isn't it?
It is. Arnold. So. Oh my gosh. If your father-in-law was Arnold, how cool would that be?
Right.
She's a writer. I feel like for breakfast, he'd be like, drink these eight raw eggs. Meet me at the track.
You know damn well he gave him tips to get in shape, too. I guarantee it. And training tips. Yeah, that's his oldest. It's Arnold and Maria Shriver's oldest daughter. So those are some great genes in there.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say. And, yeah, dude, he went – I mean, the thing about it is he went from Parks and Rec, the funny guy, to, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Jurassic Park movies and stuff. But he's a guy that can jump and do a rom-com easily, be a funny guy. He can play a slacker, but then he can play a badass as well, and it's all believable. So good for him. That guy's got range. And he doesn't even have to change – who he is that much. Like, he really, like Chris Pratt, if you see his roles, there's a very much a layer of him in all of them. You know what I mean? It's just whether he leans gruffy or dumber or slacker or whatever, you know, it's he's still very centered on himself. So it's great stuff. He's a good one to watch.
It looks like whether he was Chunky Monkey or, you know, Hot Daddy, he looked very comfortable in his skin regardless. So I feel like this transformation probably didn't change him.
Yeah.
It just
And he pulled Anna Faris back when he was quote unquote chunky monkey, as you just put it. You know, yeah, so
he has like a really cute face too.
He was he's an attractive guy.
Osmaro, watch out this competition.
he probably wouldn't leave you at dinner on your birthday if someone's building, you know, burnt down. He has people probably who handle that for him. So
yeah.
You could at least have some cake with you. Can Osmario do that?
He did have cake at Central Park. This is really good. You know, nice. I have to admit, Osmario did a very good job for my birthday, making sure I had everything I wanted. He even got me a t-shirt with our logo printed on it, Frat Chat.
Really?
Yeah. I've been wearing it everywhere.
What the fuck? You should have gotten two of those. Tell him I'm pissed.
I was like, oh, wow. You actually got me a thoughtful gift.
That's very thoughtful. That's awesome. Yeah, next time we do the show, you should wear it so I can see it. That's dope.
I think it's packed up because I'm going to wear it home. What's your next one?
Yeah, I've been staring way too hard at those pictures you put of Chris Pratt on our list.
Yeah, you.
Ooh. His banana packets.
I gotta change my pants 3 times.
So for this next one,
mess over here. What's next?
This next one for me is one that I'm gonna call a little category that I guess maybe Ashley Simpson should be grouped into as well, and it's called New Face. Who dis? Of course, I'm talking about Kylie Jenner, who honestly, in the before days, she was a pretty cute girl. I remember, I think we were about the same age.
I mean, but like, she was generic attractive, cute.
Yes, but if you look at her, honestly, she kind of had that Ashley Simpson look.
A little bit.
If you look at the pictures, that's funny. The dark hair, kind of, you know, palish skin. Still cute, but you know, the weave over to the side, that almost like emo-ish. But if you look at her now, she looks like a young Puerto Rican woman.
Yeah,
she went from has super white to Puerto
Armenian
Rican
in her.
Yeah, no, none at all. That's why I think she looks Puerto Rican other than Armenian, because she doesn't look like a. I mean, I know clearly her end goal was looking Kimish, because she kind of does look a lot like her in her own way. But I'm not going to lie. Whoever did the work did good work, because I like it. You know, she looks great.
She was actually first on my list since I saw your list. And I was like, okay, you can have it. But before, you know, it's got to be hard to be in the spotlight of your super successful older sisters. So the three oldest sisters, you know, Kim, Khloe, and Courtney, very successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made this show. They are reality TV royalty. And even their brother, Rob, was really attractive at the very beginning. And then he even did some modeling. And he had a love affair with, what, China?
Yep.
Black China?
Black China, yep.
And then he kind of like, I mean, I hope he went to Celebrity Fit Club because he really needed to. And then I think her half brother, Brody Jenner, was also on reality TV. So he was in like with the Hills and stuff, super successful and very attractive. I mean, she's surrounded by all these attractive family members. And then her sister, Kendall,
Kendall,
just kind of like jumped into modeling.
Beautiful.
Maybe 10 years ago, and then became like the American It Girl. And she was walking for every major designer. And so then it's like, oh, this awkward sister. So one day she was like, you know what? I want to fix this face. My sisters think that genetics are a mere suggestion, and I do too. She got her lips done. She got, I think, maybe her eyes done. I'm not sure if the nose is real or not.
Clearly the butt is done too. It's not just the face. She did all kinds of work down there.
She gave zero fucks, and then she focused on makeup, and now she's a makeup mogul billionaire.
A billionaire, like over $2 billion.
She's the richest and the most successful out of all of her sisters. Good for
wild, right? Which is wild that this goes through it. I mean, if you buy their products, you're a listener, we love you. If you're not, I guess we don't care. I'm just kidding. But here's the thing. It baffles my mind that people who mostly made their looks be that way because of surgery are promoting also makeup and be like, this will make you prettier. It's like, do they also include like Botox coupons in there? You know what I mean? And plastic surgery discounts? Because you kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong. You can see that she does great makeup on her face, all the contour and all the bullshit. It's great stuff. Great product. But come on, really? Like, that's not all you did.
If you want the perfect smoky eye, I'm going to recommend Dr. Lipschitz.
Yeah. He'll take it right off of a Puerto Rican woman and put it right in your face. It's great. All of this is donated for random Puerto Rican hobos that we killed. Wait, what?
She reminds me of Jessica Simpson, who I think might also be a billionaire, because they were like, you know, I'm not going to be pretty forever. Let's have a backup plan. Let's carry this name and make it a brand, and we'll see what happens.
No, it's true.
And
booyah, very smart.
Good for her.
Clearly very smart, savvy businesswoman who also knows how to pick a good surgeon.
And an honorable mention is going to go to her older sister, Chloe, who was like the frumpy one in the first season or two. And then I think I actually find her more attractive than Kim and Courtney. I know you're a fan of
Courtney. But I feel like she's the most photoshopped. And I think Courtney's the prettiest of the original three. The OG three. Courtney's the one that I love. And then Kim, I thought Kim was all right. You know, I watched the tape. Who did
Chloe
it?
Chloe also has good humor. And I'm a sucker for humor. So if I was straight, I would holler at her. She's tall.
I just feel like she's so photoshopped to this day after all the work. Like, you see pictures and stuff of her Instagram. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like, you don't look like that even. After all, she looks much better. Don't get me wrong. She looks great these days. But still not even like the pictures that she posts. So I'm like, eh. At least the other ones look like a semblance of what they actually look like if you see them on the street when you know, when they post on Instagram. But yeah. Courtney is the one that I think – maybe she just has the best surgeon, but I just feel like she did the least work to herself. But I just – good Lord, I love that woman. I don't know what it is. She makes me feel things, Simo. Fire! Fire!
The way I feel about this next guy. Okay, so once upon a time, there's a TV show called The Office. And one of the main actors in The Office was good old nerdy John Krasinski.
Jim. He always did this thing. Hold on. with the camera.
Totally.
He always had a face.
And I think that his character, he was just supposed to be like the nice, innocent, like typical.
Like the normal guy. Exactly. The guy who
I
just.
Would never think
he's
that
a young guy after
off.
College.
Yeah, I would never think if he took his shirt off that anyone would be impressed by it. I just assume that he which is a scrawny, I don't know, just funny guy, I guess. But if you look at him now, I mean, on the red carpet even, and his pecs can fill out a suit. I mean, he looks amazing. Yeah. He has a new show out now, right?
Well, it's actually going to be in its last season. Jack Ryan, but it's good stuff. Actually, one of the seasons is set in Venezuela, even though it clearly was not filmed there. But he's killing it. And he popped up in a Marvel movie I saw recently, one of the X-Men ones, I think.
Oh, really?
And he's like a future Captain America type thing guy. I think he takes over the Captain America helm in a different realm. And he looked great in the suit, dude. So
he doesn't need padding. And I would give anything to have his abs. I would like to have his abs on my stomach, like literally rubbing against my stomach.
And he's another one. he's honestly reminds me a little bit of a white Will Smith in the sense that like he really grew into his look as he got thicker. He looks great, literally. Good for him. Went from dorky, cool side role to like leading man.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't really do that much. He just got a little thicker and grew a beard. And obviously got his hair did. So growing a beard, man.
I think it's makeup for men. The facial hair and the muscles help to balance out his nose.
That'll do it. He has a long nose. It's not like big. It's just long. He has a long face. You know what I mean? He has long features. He's very lanky. So that's why putting a little muscle in that goes a long way in that type of build.
Yeah.
Good for him. He killed it. And he's one that he was so likable as Jim too. And he also... He did that movie, The Quiet Place, I think it's called, and the sequel, where he wrote that. Actually, yeah, he's standing right in front of the poster for it in this picture he put. He wrote that, I believe, both movies, and directed them, I think. But he's super talented, likable. He can be funny. He can be action, similar to a Chris Pratt type thing. Good for him. Love the guy.
Good choice for him. Sexy in his suit. All right.
What a glow.
I have one left. You have two.
I has two. Okay. So on to my next one. This is one that I'm not going to lie. When I first started watching the show, I was like, who is this weird girl? Of course, I'm talking about Boy Meets World. And it was Topanga Lawrence. She was like a hippie character who would do all these weird things and wear wacky outfits. And like
drew lipstick all over her face. Remember that episode?
Yes. And then all of a sudden, you fast forward a couple of seasons, and Topanga got super hot and became like the 90s it girl. I remember just being in love with her as a 90s kid. And you know, fast forward to later on, she's still quite attractive, still a babe, still a smoke show. Danielle Fishel is her name, aka Topanga Lawrence and Boy Meets World.
She is. I just love her. Do you know that she dated Lance Bass from?
Yes, I actually did, from NSYNC.
They were a hot couple. I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
I wonder what she thinks about his husband. You took my man.
Can you imagine what that makeout session must have been like?
All right, Topanga, buddy kiss.
she had to wear a Corey mask.
He was like, I really think that we should wait until marriage. Sure. Yeah, I really think we should. It's important to me to wait until marriage.
Yes, I'm a very good Christian. But like maybe like 20, 30 years too. You got to meet my entire family. I want to get to know you better before I can commit like that.
Another for guy. Jesus. In the band, I think Chris Kirkpatrick, the guy that had like the weird braids, I think at one point he told Danielle, was like, hey, you know he's gay, right? And she was like, stop it. He's just sensitive. You stop that right now. Because when we get married, he's going to beat the back and work the middle like a fucking champ.
That's right.
I'm going to ride that dick all the way to the Boy Meets World college years.
Boy's gonna meet this world, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Well, that didn't happen.
He's not gay, he's just a good choreographer. Wait, what? Yeah. Haven't you heard that before? Oh God.
All right. So for my last one, I forgot that he was on this show. So there was a show called Degrassi, The Next Generation. And that aired from 2001, 2008. And there was like the basketball star named Jimmy Brooks, played by the one and only Drake. Jimmy Brooks had, it was just a lanky guy with a weird smile, pretty endearing.
He's up in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair at one point. Was it the whole season or the whole show or just some of it?
I feel like he gets shot or something. I don't really watch it, but I just know that. I just remember him as Wheelchair Jimmy after the fact.
And I think that like into rapping on the show, and then his career took off. I think his career started to blast on like the second or last year of the filming of that show. But if you look at it now, if you just type in Drake shirtless on Google, you're going to be very happy you did.
Yeah, he looks, and here's the thing, like he looks like he finally like matured into his face, because before it was just like his eyes were just too big for his face. his like smile was too big for his face. I don't know what the hell it is, but now it doesn't look like he got any work done. You can still see they're the same eyes and a giant smile. Maybe it's the beard, but he just like looks so much better. Yeah, he killed it. And I remember not discovering him, obviously, but like finding, you know, listening to him for the first time, because Lil Wayne would feature him a lot into his shit, into his mixtapes and stuff in college. And I was obsessed with Lil Wayne. So that's how I fell into Drake. And fuck, man, the dude was good. And he still is. But
yeah,
those were his golden days for me.
Talented and sexy as fuck. I mean, he's super successful.
He killed it, yeah, for sure. He's an empire by now. Let me see. I don't know how much he's worth now. Drake. 250 mil. Damn. And he's 36. Damn.
Wow.
That's bullshit.
I used to be 36 a long time ago.
Back in 1974.
Yeah. Before FaceTime, FaceTiming was like a dream of the future.
Yeah.
Now my mom FaceTimes me by accident when she's sitting on the toilet.
Ew.
Okay, so who's your top glow up of all time?
My top glow
besides me.
Yes, of course. The top glow up of all time is a little guy known for a movie called Top Gun, you guys, because here's the thing, many of you remember Tom Cruise as the handsome, super talented leading actor or a crazy Scientologist. For years, that's what you've known about him. Now, you remember him, Risky Business, handsome guy, sliding through in his little tidy whities. It's like, what? This guy is a teen sex idol. But do you guys remember when he first came into the scene? Good God Almighty. They should have called him Tom the Can Opener Cruise, you guys. Because he got them junky junks.
Snaggle junky junk. Yikes. Looks like someone beat him in the mouth with a brick.
Yeah, so it looks like a young walrus donated his dentures to him.
He just looks like, you ever see like The Hills Have Eyes or like those types of movies when you have like really disgusting like country folk that are probably inbred? Like he could have played that with no makeup.
Absolutely. He literally, I mean, it's one of those things where he just, I don't know if he should work at Walmart or live behind the Walmart, but I feel like he should be in a 10-foot radius to any Walmart.
Probably
in the city.
Dumpster diving at the Walmart.
he definitely looks like he catches raccoons for breakfast.
Yeah, and probably shits pancakes. It's like comfortable right there.
It's like, oh, you need me to open your beer? Don't worry, I got you. Here you go. Oh, no, thanks, dude. You can keep that one. That's totally fine with me. Yeah, Tom Cruise, dude. I don't know what the hell he did. Well, obviously, clearly he got his teeth done. But that's really, it seems like that's kind of it. I feel like once he did his teeth, he just was happier. Because if you look at him,
he's overrated.
He's a good-looking cat. And he, I don't
he's
know.
A good-looking
he's charismatic.
He's talented, but I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I guess he also was in the era of like the Brad Pitts and shit like that. So,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
In Interview with the Vampire, I found Brad Pitt to be the more attractive of the two by far.
Well, he was also like cooler. Tom Cruise was like so psychotic in that movie. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And kind of annoying and selfish. Meanwhile, Brad Pitt's all like,
"Hello, it is me, Brad Pitt. I like to see you naked now. It's time for me to suck your blood."
Well, I would be a vampire in a heartbeat. Oh my gosh. To maintain good bone structure and youth forever, you know what? Some people got to go. I will suck the blood of some people. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't need him. What a waste.
Not
of
being able to enjoy the taste of a Big Mac ever again, though, because you just don't taste food the same way.
I don't really eat Big Macs anyway. I'm more of a fries guy, but anyhow.
Well, same thing. No fries. You don't eat fries. You
know, I don't think I've had McDonald's in years because with this glow up, I have to maintain.
It was my protein boost, brother. McDonald's.
Well, that's our list, guys.
That's our list, you guys. Let us know what you thought. Let us know if you know of any other celebs that have had a nice glow up, because this is a topic that we can also revisit. It's always fun to make fun of someone. Janky teeth. Sorry, Tom Cruise. You can still cast us in your movies. We're big fans. But let us know what you thought of our list. Follow us on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. That is on YouTube. Make sure you follow me as well at Carlos Does the World on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube, and Carlos Does World on Twitter. And follow my good buddy Simo over there at chris.moore.comedy on Instagram and TikTok. And see more comedy on the old Twitter machine. And I think he just had a stroke over there. I don't know what happened to him. And anyways, Mr. Mo, it's time to roll. So why don't you get us out of here?
I did not have a stroke. I was pointing to my face. I motion to adjourn this meeting.
And I second. All right, you guys. We'll be back next week with another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. Frat Chat Podcast. See ya.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at target.com.